Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is a Pacifica National Board meeting, public session for August 13th, 2006. This is Dave Adelson speaking. Teresa Allens, our secretary. Teresa, would you call the roll, please?
Hi there.
It is August 13th, and it is 6:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune? Lydia.
Hello.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon? Lydia Brazon? A.C. Berg? A.C.? Lisa Davis?
Can you hear me or am I muted?
You were muted.
Okay, we can hear you.
Thank you, Lydia.
You can hear me? Oh, okay, it's the opposite. I'm here. Okay.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
A.C. Bird.
Thank you, A.C. Lisa Davis? Lisa? E. Bonduli? Patty Hepley?
Here.
Ray LaForest?
Yep.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Alan Minsky?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can hear you. Thank you, Alan.
I am here, then.
Rosalinda Montes Palacio.
Present.
Art Rondawa?
Here.
Rip Robbins?
Present.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Deb Shapto? Karina Shakir? Phil Jackson? Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Thank you. And Lisa Davis? Still not here. Greg Guma? Greg Guma here?
Here.
Thank you. Bonnie Hicks?
Here.
Lisa?
Thank you. And thank you, Lisa. And we have quorum.
Thank you very much. Okay, a proposed agenda was mailed around. It's 155 minutes. It comprises a roll call and I'll read it. Roll call and approval of agenda, approval of the July 9th minutes, an ED report for 30 minutes to include status of national programming, including the Spanish language newscast, unfinished business, which was the motion on Paul Di Rienzo's suspension, which the orders of the day were called at the last meeting, so we're still in the midst of processing that motion. Then new business, the bylaws amendment for 30 minutes, a motion by Hefley, compliance with LSBs with Pacifica bylaws, remarks on the status of balloting for the committee to investigate charges of racism and sexism, and we have a brief motion the board needs to consider with respect to that. Affiliate director's possible resignation and the replacement protocol that relates to Yvonne Dooley. KPFT directors on committee, affiliate director election process, and that's a separate matter from the question of Yvonne's resignation. At the GRC, the Grassroots Radio Coalition, the affiliates, we met with the affiliates, and they said one of their issues is they'd like the affiliate directors to be seated at the same time as the rest of the board in January rather than in March as we presently do. Is there a motion to accept the proposed agenda prior to discussion on modification?
I so move, Mary Berg.
Second.
Your second? Thank
second.
You. Any proposed amendments, changes?
Patty here.
Yes, Patty?
Hello? Yes. The motion, the compliance of LSBs of Pacifica bylaws, I'd like to,
yes.
It's the motion is quite large. It's really two parts. I'd like to change it to 10 minutes for each two parts.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
This is Lydia.
Yes. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I have an...
Okay, well, I'm asking for a second to Hefley's amendment
second.
To two parts, 10 minutes each. Okay, there's been a second.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I do object. I think that to have anything relating to bylaw compliance or whatever without some discussion. I haven't even completely read those two long motions at this point. So I would urge that that be placed on the agenda for the next PNB meeting.
I would second that. Okay, so this is a motion to strike this item from today's agenda then.
Right.
And we'll place it on the next agenda.
Point of information?
Yes.
This is not about a bylaws change or anything. This is about just the adherence to the bylaws that already exist. It has nothing to do with making any new bylaws.
Hang on a sec, folks. Quick, that's debate. I want to actually, before we deal with this, I'd like to get consent again to our recent past practice this year that on motions of procedure, including motions relating to the agenda, I'd be permitted to close debate after two statements for and against. Is that acceptable to people?
Yes.
Is there any objections? Yes.
Mr. Chair, that's fine with me, but can you send that to me so I can insert that?
Sure, I'll do that. And what we've also done is when the motion is a motion to postpone indefinitely, because that has a higher threshold, I'm authorized to close debate after three pro and three con. So if there's no objection to that, then we have this amendment before us. Patty, do you want to complete your statement opposing?
Yes, I would. I believe that some of this is somewhat timely. Waiting much longer, gives the LSBs not enough time to do what they have to do. It really is simply asking the local station board to comply with the bylaws. It is not changing any bylaws. Every bylaw is already written. It is just that. It's really much simpler than it is long, and when I present it, it won't be quite as long. The actual results are very small.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Would somebody like to speak in favor of striking this from today's agenda?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, AC.
Yes, Lydia. AC made the motion. I'll recognize AC.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, no matter how we address this question, it's going to bring up the issue of evidence, of an evidentiary process where you have to establish that, in fact, someone has violated the amendment. So, therefore, I think that we need much more. We need to hear from both sides of the issue coming out of the LSB. Before we just consider a motion like this, and so therefore I would say that it should be, struck from this meeting and passed on to the other meeting because we need time to review it, and I would like to also hear from all sides of the issue at VAI. I think we got enough going on at VAI now rather than adding something like this on.
Is there somebody else who would like to speak against striking the item?
Don White.
Mary Berg.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm at a disadvantage here because I'm up in the San Juan Islands and have access to email. But I do believe it's important that the PNB keep monitoring the compliance of their subcommittees, the LSBs, around things like two town meetings a year, evaluation of management on a regular basis. So I actually support not an investigation, and I haven't actually read this, so I'm not sure where we're going. I don't think it's looking for people who are, committing bylaws crime so much. I think it's really looking at local station boards monitoring whether or not they're adhering to the mandates they have to hold town hall meetings, to evaluate management on a regular basis. So I think it's a very, very legitimate role for the PNB to keep on top of the compliance of the LSBs vis-a-vis what the bylaws call for. So that's the basis on which I could support a motion that we, take our responsibility seriously around those issues.
Thank you. Would anybody like to speak in favor of striking?
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think my only objection, I mean, we passed something similar with regard to following through on motions at our local LSB yesterday from the governance committee, because that's usually where these things come from or are referred to. But my main objection is just that I know I, for one, did not access my email till this morning and as I was leaving. So you know, in terms of going over the wording and so on and so forth, I have no objection to it in principle. I think it's absolutely necessary, but I would like to see us postpone. I'd also like to have the opportunity to discuss it at our governance meeting so that we can might come up with more, because that's, I know, we're really interested in making sure that we that there is compliance. So, but anyway, so that would be my motivation, is that this is not 7 days notice to consider this, right? I don't think it's going to be a problem passing. I just think we should at least have a few more days to do it, and I think we have another meeting scheduled very soon. So I would hope we would postpone to our next meeting.
Okay, and so the motion is to postpone this to our next meeting, which is in 12 days on the 25th of August. Will you call the roll, please, Teresa? Yes, we've taken two pro and two con on this item, so.
Okay, this is Heffley's motion. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
This is Byrd's motion to strike the Heffley motion from today's agenda and place it on the PMB agenda for the 25th.
Was there a Heffley motion that something happened to while I was off the line or something?
There was an original Heffley motion to split the motion into two pieces, 10 minutes each. That's superseded. I mean, then AC made a substitute, essentially.
All right, so this is A. Byrd motion to substitute.
To postpone.
The item until.
Okay, so it's not a substitute. It's a motion to substitute,
no,
postpone.
It substitutes for the amendment. Of the agenda. It's a substitute amendment to the agenda.
Okay, and that meeting is August what?
25th.
Robinson.
All right, fine. We're going to start with Patty Heffley. Patty Heffley? Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest?
Yes, quite.
Yes. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky? Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
No.
Rip says no. Rob Robinson?
No.
All right. Deb Shapto?
No.
All right. Zarina Shakir and Phil Jackson not here. Don White?
No.
LaVarn Williams? LaVarn? Teresa Patton?
Teresa?
Sorry.
Teresa, are you sure Zarina isn't here? I thought I had heard her name.
I don't know.
I haven't heard her name.
Okay. Pardon me.
That's okay. No problem. Teresa passes. Mary Byrd?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd? A.C.?
Yes.
Thank you, A.C. Lisa?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Patty Heffley?
No.
Okay. Sarv said yes. Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
I voted already.
She voted yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I did not hear that. And you were followed by Sarv, who I believe also voted yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just wanted to be sure. LaVarn?
No.
You missed me, Teresa. Alan Minsky.
Okay, that was my... Okay, Alan?
No.
Thank you. That's what happened to Rosalinda's vote. Wrong column. I'll say no. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 8, yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, no.
Okay. So then the next thing is Heffley's amendment, which is each two halves to split her motion into two halves, 10 minutes each. Will you call the roll on that?
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time, Chair?
Yeah.
Actually, let me ask. Okay, so Heffley's original amendment was to change that item to be two motions, 10 minutes each. She's splitting her motion, and she wants 10 minutes for each half of it, which would basically allow for 5 minutes of debate followed by a move to a vote. Is there any objection to that before we call the roll? Hearing no objection, then we'll do it that way. Okay. I'd heard Lydia had something, and Sarv, did you also have another amendment to the agenda?
No, not for this agenda. No.
Okay. Lydia, did you have an amendment?
It's late. Yeah.
Lydia? We'll wait. She's muted, I think. She's somewhere noisy. Lydia.
Sam Siegel is not on this call.
No. Okay, well, Lydia's not there. Hopefully the board will entertain her suggestions about the agenda when she gets back on the call. If there are no further amendments, may we adopt this agenda?
This is Bob.
Yes?
I'd like to add a 10-minute item on whether to keep the date of our next conference call.
Okay, scheduling the next meeting?
Right.
Okay.
Is this the motion?
The motion is to add an item to schedule our next meeting. May we place that at the end of the agenda?
Okay.
Is there a second to adding 10 minutes to schedule our next meeting?
Well, you mean to keep the August date. That's what he actually said, is it not?
Well, he's proposing that we consider an alteration.
Hmm.
So 10 minutes for that at the end of the agenda. Is there a second to that?
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to doing that at the end of our agenda? Hearing none, we'll add that. Is there any other further amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, may we adopt the agenda without objection? Hearing no objection, we'll go with this agenda. Now, so may we agree that we'll limit our remarks each to fewer than 2 minutes, not counting, for example, the ED during his ED report?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it is, Ray, you've offered to time individual speakers.
Am I still on? Okay.
Yeah, you'll time individual speakers.
Okay.
Can you say 90 when it's 90 seconds and time when they're done?
Well, I have a digital system. It's hard for me to know exactly when it's 90 seconds.
Okay, okay. Well, do whatever you can do then in terms of keeping track. Who offered to keep track of our time and agenda items?
I could do with the timer here if you want.
Great, thank you. And what I'd like is 7 minutes before the end of an agenda item, you say we're at 7 minutes so that we can conclude who's ever speaking and have time to process the motion. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is unfinished business. It was the motion on Paul DiRienzo's suspension. It had come before us. There had been an amendment, and we were in the midst of debate when the orders of the day were called. It's a fairly extensive amendment. Do people need it read or reread?
I would like it read.
Okay. Do you want it read with the whereas clauses or simply the resolved portion?
The resolved.
Okay. Teresa, can you read that?
That the Paul DiRienzo rights to participate as a member of the WBAI-LSB are fully and unconditionally restored. Number two, that no delegate suspensions are to be made by any LSB except for the remainder of a specific meeting where multiple violations of decorum by the member have occurred and been ordered and noted in the meeting minutes. Three, that no apologies are to be demanded of delegates as a disciplinary measure beyond a simple apology for offending the body. Number four, that the PNB affirms that free speech shall be protected in its governance meetings as limited only by the requirements of decorum outlined in the Foundation's parliamentary authority. Number five, that the LSB members shall be provided a fair hearing and an opportunity to be heard before any disciplines apply beyond suspension from a single meeting where objectionable conduct has occurred and been ordered noted in the minutes of the meeting.
I can't hear the secretary.
I'm sorry. Shall I start number five again?
Sure.
Can you hear me
now?
No,
there's just something the matter with your phone.
I'm sorry. I didn't have my mouthpiece close enough to my mouth.
Can I ask at this point, can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm muting myself. Sorry. Sorry for the interruption.
Thank you. That LSB members shall be provided a fair hearing and an opportunity to be heard before any discipline is applied beyond suspension from a single meeting where objectionable conduct has occurred and been ordered noted in the minutes of the meeting.
Okay, and by the way, I note, and I'm sorry I didn't note this last time, item two would actually be a change from the procedures in the parliamentary authority. So that would be need a two-thirds majority and would be a special rule of order. So I'd like to just rule that we'll consider part two of this separately. Is there any objection to that?
You mean
item
two?
Yeah. Okay, hearing no objection. Now, can you also move the... in your minutes, Teresa? Oh, my goodness. I am very sorry. I misread this. We have the ED report before this.
I am
very sorry.
What are you talking
about? We're going to delay this. I'm sorry. We will take it up after the ED report. I apologize.
Actually, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
7-9 minutes.
Yes, we have. I am so sorry. Okay, first the approval of the 7-9 draft minutes. Is there a motion to approve the July 9th draft minutes?
I so move, Mary Bird.
Second.
Any debate? Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
I have two amendments. Is Bob?
Go ahead.
Okay. Under the item, let's see, number three, motion on DeRienzo suspension, where it says, E. Bethune moved to amend to stipulate that over 90-day period to provide a review of continued behavior by LSB. Chair cautioned that may be in conflict with Robert's Rules of Order. That latter sentence is confusing, and I'm wondering if maybe the chair could clarify what he meant so that the minutes could reflect, because I don't follow what's being written here.
The issue is, hang on, let me try to get them. The issue had to do with, I think Roberts actually has specifications in it about how discipline is to be applied. And so I was thinking that also might need to be a special rule of order, because it would amend the procedures in Roberts. But, you know, I haven't researched it, so that vagueness is vagueness in the original. Can you amend it, Teresa, to say a concern that it might conflict with disciplinary procedures in Roberts' rules and therefore may need to be a special rule of order? Although I don't think I said that originally.
Okay, can you repeat that?
That the chair cautioned that the provisions may conflict with Robert's rules procedures on discipline. And I had said that I would investigate it, and to be honest, I have not. Is that amendment to the minutes acceptable? Hearing no objection, we'll do that. And Bob, what was the other one?
Okay, and then under number five, motion on committee participation by PNB non-members, the language below that I think is incorrect, because it says, first of all, it's a sentence fragment, but that's okay. It says, whether PNB members, not members of committees, will be notified of and be present at executive sessions of committees and whether they will enjoy any rights to participate in debate. But then right below it, when it actually gives the motions, those are motions that don't make reference to executive sessions in isolation. They just talk about meetings of committees overall. so I think it may have been misnamed. Maybe the word executive should be stricken from.
No, it says including under the in that sentence, the last part of the first sentence says including executive session.
Right, but it's including, meaning that it also includes public meetings.
Yeah, but it's sort of irrelevant there because board, everybody can attend public meetings. The point of the motion was to allow board members to attend executive sessions of committees of which they were not members.
I don't mean to argue with the chair, but actually everyone cannot attend the meetings and speak at them, and that's what these motions address, is the right to speak at meetings, and that applies to both public meetings and executive sessions.
Okay, I mean, the point was actually we hadn't decided whether we were going to grant any speaking rights. What we were talking about in the first instance was whether there was even a right of notification and attendance. But if you want to propose an altered language for the minute, please be my guest.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mary Berg? Wasn't this postponed indefinitely? So the whole issue was postponed. So
correct. Bob is objecting to the language in the minutes. Bob, are you making a motion to strike the statement in parentheses? That seems to me the simplest way to deal with it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so there's a motion to strike the parenthetical explanation or the parenthetical paraphrase of the text of the motion, since the motion's reproduced underneath it. The parenthetical statement doesn't add anything. Is there a second to the motion to strike the parenthetical comment?
I'll second.
Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, point of information. Bob,
yes.
I'm having a hard time taking the minutes and looking at the minutes at the same time. So can you possibly, Bob, send me something in writing about what you want?
The motion, Teresa, the motion is to strike the statement in parentheses immediately below 5, motion on committee participation by PMB non-members.
Okay. B letterer moved to strike the parenthetical paraphrase immediately below number 5 in what?
5, motion on committee participation by PMB non-members.
Okay.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection?
I hate to take the time. I don't know. I don't want to strike it, but
it's not actually a record of any statement or motion. So it's simply explanatory commentary that I mean. Well,
yeah, I won't
apologize for debate.
I would like the minutes to register that. In the interest of time, I won't call for a vote, but I really don't like doing it.
Thank you. If there's no other objection and no other amendment.
Great report of information.
Yes.
General, you told me to yell 90. Is this a time elapsed or time remaining?
After 90 seconds elapsed, if you just tell
okay.
people.
Okay, the person
90.
Will have 30 seconds left.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. If there are no further amendments, may we accept these minutes without objection? As amended?
So can so we say that Bob Letterer's second motion was passed without objection? Well, actually passed with one objection by Mary Berg, but she
yes.
would not call for a vote.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want that in there.
Okay. So now the next thing on our agenda, they're approved, and I just want to say on the record, I would like the secretary to send me and the webmaster and the executive director copies of all approved minutes for this year. We need to get them posted, and we also will need to get posted on our website the minutes, approved minutes from last year. But for right now, since for this year, I want to get all those up as soon as possible. We'll work on the rest. I wanted to say that in the public session. Okay, now the ED report. Patty, will you let us know in 23 minutes, when
yes.
23 minutes have elapsed? We have 30 minutes for this item. Greg, please, go ahead.
All right. I've sent you, board members, two documents, one attached, which is a proposal on the national election season programming, which is currently circulating through the PMB's Programming Committee and at KPFA, and will be released network-wide this coming week. But I want to focus more on the Spanish language issue, program newscast issue, because that's really where many of the requests for information have been coming from. And in the report that I distributed to you, just to summarize what the content of that is that despite the fact that this program was authorized by the board, funded by the national office, and began airing on August 1st, it has not yet been picked up to be carried by the other sister stations of Pacifica. The reasons given by various stations vary fairly widely, as the summaries that I've sent you indicate. Just to summarize that, at KPFT, for example, in Houston, the issue is that they wanted to replace flashpoints with this program, but that was, number one, a kind of a controversial decision locally, but in addition, that recent events in the Middle East made it an unwise decision for the moment, at the very least. And so Flashpoints continues to air, and I am now told by Ernesto Aguilar, the program director there, that they still have plans to put Spanish language news on the air in mid-September. But be aware that that would mean that Flashpoints would be removed from the air and moved to Webstream. At KPFA, the reason is, in short, some quality concerns that they have, and they want to monitor the show for up to 2 or 3 months and then make their decision as to whether they would add it to their schedule at that time. For WBAI, the issue has been that the program director there, Bernard White, has for some time wanted to make a much more global change in programming, and we have been discussing that. And last night I did receive his overall proposal for a new programming grid, which does include Spanish language news at, let me be sure I have this correct for you, at 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then with the Friday show actually airing on Sunday. But that the problem there is that I have just received these programming changes, and there are more than 20 programming changes that are being proposed here, covering every day of the week. I am unclear at this point whether the program director there, Bernard White, would be willing to add Spanish language to the schedule unless all of the other changes that he is proposing are accepted. So that needs to be worked out. To give you an example of the kind of issues that one of our staff members there, Kathy Davis, who has been the development director, would, as far as I can tell, have one of her shows, her show, cut from the air. And so these kind of changes I have to check out as to whether what the impact of them would be. And then finally, WPFW, despite attempts to get a response from Ron Pinchback this past week, he has not gone on record, at least as of today, as to why he is not yet airing the show, although my understanding from him was that he had some problems with the fact that it was solely a Spanish language broadcast. He had lobbied fairly hard, and I think in public at the PMB meeting in June, to make it a bilingual broadcast. So the bottom line is that this show, which is now being funded by the national office and a couple of stations, is not yet being aired. And in the absence of a definitive vote by the national board or a decision on my part to impose a must-carry, the decisions really are up to the individual managers or the program directors to decide whether or not to air this program and when to put it in the schedule and where to put it in the schedule. I cannot guarantee you, unless there is a further discussion or decision by the board, when it will air on all five stations. If that is your, that is, continues to be your decision. I believe it will air on in New York if I approve Bernard's White's changes. I believe it will air in Houston, but Flashpoints will be off the air. And I am not sure when it will air in KPFA or in Washington, D.C.
Greg, can you clarify? You said at least one of the stations. I know that KPFK obviously is funding it partially. What other stations are making financial contributions?
The only one that has, where there's a commitment is KPFT. Dwayne did agree to contribute a few thousand dollars. Other than that, and if you recall, your original motion was a voluntary contribution. And
correct.
So we have not received those voluntary contributions or approval for them at this point. So right now, we are funding this program almost exclusively from the national budget.
And KPFK.
And KPFK, yes. My apologies. They, of course, are making contributions. And some of the money that is funding it at this point was taken from the postponed bylaws for your earlier resolution.
Okay, discussion on this?
I have a question.
And this is Woody, if you can put me on the stack.
Okay. Anybody else before we go to Teresa? Who said something?
Rob Robinson.
Ace Burr.
Rob. AC.
Bob. Whatever.
Bob.
This is Patty.
Patty?
No, I don't want to be. I just want to check if I was muted because I'm going to wash the dishes now.
Okay, well, I hope they all get completely clean.
Alan wants to be on the staff.
Rip Robbins here.
Rip?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a healthy... Was there somebody else? Okay, as we said, Ray is going to let you know when you've spoken 90 seconds. We're starting with Teresa.
I just wanted to ask, because it's being produced in Los Angeles, and if, even if they do it really early, what's the earliest it can be available?
I actually can't answer that question. But I could tell you that it is being aired earlier in some places, so I imagine it's available by the early evening. But I couldn't tell you exactly when. My understanding, however, from actually from Eva's note and also from KPFA, was that it was being distributed it was said at the same time as Democracy Now!, which would indicate to me that that's in the morning. So I'm actually not clear on when it is available.
I can answer that, David.
Yeah, I wish you would, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, the show airs at KPFK from 5:30 to 6 a.m. in the morning. That's the day's broadcast. It's my understanding that if it's not available exactly at the time it's being broadcast, it's available within, like, the next hour.
Oh, yes, in the morning then.
So the earliest it would be available for KPFT, I thought this would be great to have at 6 in the morning. A lot of people, you know, headed for work at 6 in the morning, and I thought this would be ideal, but we can't get it at 6 in the morning.
You could probably get it by 7.
No, not in Eastern time. It would be an hour after that.
We're not Eastern, we're Central, but thank you.
Right. That's 8 o'clock.
I think that's a good issue for the East Coast also. That's one disadvantage to having it done on the West Coast that the people on the East Coast, I mean, when by the time we play it at 11, it's really, some of it is old news.
Lydia.
It's not old news in the sense that even in the mainstream media, it doesn't get played, that day's news doesn't get played until that evening. So, I mean, it's still very current. And given that it's non-existent right now, it remains new news, number one. But I think that the greater issue here is that the resolution was passed, a year and 7 months ago? Initially, and so by the PMB. And so all the stations have had all of this time to contemplate where they're going to make the grid changes. I mean, the one thing, and I know, I mean, it's just because of, you know, KPFK, is that even starting with our first program council and so forth, is that our goal was to make our grids flexible for new programming, innovative programming, community programming and so forth, which I think has been our single strength in our programming, just in general, Spanish language aside. But I can't believe that in more than a year and a half that all of the stations, and I'm not just holding the program directors and so and station managers accountable for this, but the PMB directors, in my opinion, have also failed in their role to absolutely motivate this at every opportunity at their local LSB meetings, in private meetings with management and the PDs, to say, why isn't this happening? Or again, even before there was a budget, it's like, have you given any thought where you might put this program? It just defies all logic. I am not for mandated programming, for must carry. I have not supported that. However, you know, at a certain point, you can see that those of us who have been opposed to that for, you know, a lot of risk reasons, just in principle, would feel obligated to have to do this, to have to go along with the must carry, which I don't like to do because I think it does undermine the flexibility and the autonomy of the local stations and so forth. But by the same token, local stations have got to assume more responsibility in this.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Rob. And just so people know, of course, if you want to make a motion, motions are in order on the topic. Rob.
Yeah, I would like to add a couple of things to what Lydia said. Number one is that I'm very concerned that the network's ability to produce news programming on a daily basis or just to produce news programming, including the ability of some of our local stations to produce news programming, is a capacity that we're losing. Secondly, I think we're not going to be able to be a network unless we can take the best programs that we have at the local station level and work collaboratively to bring them to broader audiences. I know that there has been plenty of time for all of the concerns that the local stations have to have been addressed. I just don't think there's been an attempt to do that. So what concerns me at this point is we have local station management that's not only interested in not responding to a resolution of the PNB, they're not necessarily interested in responding to the executive director who asked them to give them credible reasons why they didn't do it. And I think the problem is that this is a key example of a mission-driven program. So mission-driven programming is falling further apart. So I would support us bringing a motivation, bringing up an action after discussing the issue further to do something about this problem, because I don't think we're going to get better as a network unless we can take the best programming that we've got at the local stations and bring it to larger audiences. If the answer to the local stations is we simply ain't going to let that happen, then our listeners are not going to get a chance to hear anything else other than what they get from one station, and I think for a network, that's not satisfactory. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, is it too late?
This is Mr. Chair. If people would breathe around 90 seconds, I can announce it without talking over them.
Yeah, just saying, yeah, so please breathe when you're talking so that Ray can interrupt you without interrupting him. And, Mary, you want to get on the stack?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and Ray, just say 90, and I hope everybody will not mind, not be disgruntled, but if you would be disgruntled by...
Hey, on the stack, please.
Sure. If you would be disgruntled by hearing him say 90, just ask him not to do it, and he'll tell you when you're at time, and you can stop instantly. Rick Macy.
Yes, I'd like, given the year and a half quest, given the importance of such a large constituency we have in this country, and given the progressive character of Pacifica, I would put a motion forward that call for the PNB would pass a motion directing the station managers in conjunction with the ED to station managers, I should say, to report to the ED within 60 days as to their scheduled program for this, for these programs to go on air. We need to, give them 60 days to come up with a scheduling program that will be amenable to all stations and to the, ED and the board. That is my motion.
I'll second it.
Do you have the text of that, Teresa? Did you get that?
Bird moved that the GMs report to the ED within 60 days with a schedule to include Spanish language national programming.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, from Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Rip.
Since I'm unfamiliar with the process, my question would be, does the GM have the absolute authority over the program selection, or is there a committee at the LSB level?
Just to answer, each station has a different way of dealing with program committees, and they each have different relationships. If you like, we can ask representatives from each station to give their version, but my understanding of FCC law is that the GM always has ultimate control over all the air. Is that accurate? Does anybody know anything different than that?
Nope.
No, that's correct.
Well, I mean, FCC, that would be the GM responsible for what happens. But, I mean, internally, if every station has a different method of coming up with the program schedule, is this motion going to actually be the most effective? And I agree, I'm really supportive of the motion, but is directing the GM, will that get the job done? That's my question.
Oh, the board will have passed it, and I would assume that the GM have an obligation to comply with the board.
This is Lydia. Can you add me to the
stack? Okay. Well, hang on. It's not a stack. Anybody who has actual concrete information rather than surmise, can you answer, Rip?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And I would like to make a comment. I don't know how much. But it is, from what I know of all of the programming committees around the network, none of them in any signal area are superseding the GM's.
That's correct.
Well, programming and the PD,
okay.
The PD and the
can
GM.
Can I speak as chair of the program?
So unless someone knows something else, but
okay,
I haven't heard of such an instance.
Thank you.
Evelyn, you wanted to speak to KPFT's arrangement?
Yes, I do. We have attempted to work out this issue with our general manager and our program director. It is very difficult. Because no matter what the program council comes up with or decides, the ultimate decision is the general manager. And sometimes it is made to appear that it's the program council's decision. It's not. It is the general manager's decision. And we have found that to be true, and that's the way it is. Something has to happen, and there has to be something in place so that there are, you know, if there are no consequences for bad behavior, then people continue to do whatever it is they're going to do.
Amen.
And we don't have a mechanism in place without 2 years' worth of discussion to make anything happen, even when the PNB says this is what has to happen or the executive director says this is what needs to happen. We have really seriously have to take a look at that. Because I know at KPFT there's a problem here.
Greg, I'm back. Okay, we have, I got you, Greg. We have a motion on the floor. If people want to talk about the issue more broadly than just to the text of the motion at the moment, a motion to convene as a committee of the whole for a period of time to just let people talk about all the issues involved is in order, but otherwise I'm going to be asking people to restrict their comments, direct their comments to the bird motion.
So move.
Is everybody clear on what the motion is? Is everybody clear on the bird motion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Read it, please.
Okay.
Can you reread it, Teresa?
That the GMs report to the executive director within 60 days with a schedule to include Spanish language national newscast at their station.
Okay, the next person on the stack that we had is Bob. Bob, do you want to speak to the motion?
I'll pass, but I'd like to come back later after.
Okay, I'll circle you, and you'll be back when we've processed this motion, unless you want to get on later. Alan, do you want to speak to this motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hold on, hold on a second. Somebody's asking for the chair. What?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we have 10 minutes left on this. So.
We have 10 minutes. So in about 3 minutes, we're going to need either a motion to extend or we'll move to voting the motion. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I suppose I'm going to speak in support of it, but just to qualify and say very much in concurrence with what Lydia said, great reluctance to mandate must carries, in my opinion. What I was going to do, my intention, if there had been no motion, was to let the board know that I intended to put forward a motion at our next meeting that would be tantamount to this as a must carry. I see no real reason to not expedite it further, so I speak in support of this. I just think Pacifica and all the four Pacifica stations are missing an essential constituency that has shown its political force. We all know the marches that I'm making reference to, the power of the constituency within contemporary progressive discourse in this country. I think we have to go forward with this. The board has mandated it, and now I think it's good to support a motion to put some teeth behind the mandate.
Next we have Rip. Would you like to speak to the motion, Rip?
Yes, I would speak in support of the motion, and the reason that I'm willing to go the 60 days, originally I wouldn't have thought of that, is because I think that the GMs have had plenty of time and to anticipate this program coming along. But that would be acceptable to me. And the way that I characterize this and why I would urge the members to vote for this is that if we were to talk about this in as a different constituency, I think there would be shame that the stations are not carrying this kind of programming. And to say that we're taking care of, you know, this population at the local level would be the same as saying that we could do without any national programming at all, including Democracy Now! or a program like it. And I just feel that that kind of a program is very valuable. And it's kind of like saying, I mean, if this was African-American programming, what are we saying here to a large population group? Are we saying that Rosa Parks would have to wait a few months while white Congress debated the rights of the bus company? I mean, to put off the programming is an insult to 15% of our population, and it's marginalizing this program. And I think there should be overwhelming support to have this put on all the stations.
And because we're close to time, I'm going to ask, that was a statement in favor. I'll recognize a statement opposed from, I have Mary, Evelyn, and Greg. Are any of you speaking opposed to the motion?
I'm speaking opposed to it.
Yes, I am.
This is Lydia. I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
I second.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we'll go another 10 minutes. Can you add 10 minutes, Patty? Okay, Mary speaking opposed. Go ahead, Mary.
And add Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, the other stations may have their own situations, but at KPFA, we do have a functioning program council which works in cooperation with the general manager in the absence of a program director. And, yes, technically, of course, the GM can override everything that anyone does, but that is so rare that almost never happens. And we are having Spanish language news programming. We've been doing it for some time, and other PA programming on several different slots. And I think that our general manager's request makes sense. And we also have had technical problems with the Spanish language programming. And since we have our own, which has local issues for local people, we are trying to get will maybe be the equivalent, but it's so that it fits in a natural way. And to have to preempt what we're doing to respond to local needs so that we can put a program from elsewhere to do no better and no different from what we're doing, except it isn't local, I would really respectfully ask that people consider not every station is in the same position. And I certainly think KPFA's general manager is reasonable to request a few months to see that all of these things are working out. We've been making a lot of progress with our Spanish language programming, and we're having increasing amounts of
both news and other public affairs. And I would like us to be able to continue doing this rather than have to preempt a program like Flashpoints or whatever we might, or other programming that is of vital interest to people in our area.
90 seconds.
This is, Dave, can you add me to the start? This is Lydia.
And I wanted to add one more thing. I am totally opposed to any kind of must carry. I think that doesn't, I don't think this
is
in a position to assess the needs and the requirements of the various stations. Just a couple of directors on a board, I don't think, are equipped to do that.
Don White on the stack.
Just to be clear, we agreed to 2 minutes, and Ray is giving 90 seconds as a notice, and even if somebody pauses in that, let's not interrupt them until they're finished. I did hear Lydia and Don wanting to be added. Next is Evelyn. Evelyn, are you speaking in favor or opposed?
David, you can take me off. I oppose it. That's it.
You oppose the Byrd motion?
Yes.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah, I'm speaking in opposition for different reasons than Mary. If under the terms of this motion, as I understand it, around the middle of October, the station managers and program directors can come back to you and say, well, we have a plan. We'll put it on the air in 2007. Or we have a plan. We'll take off some other show that we think is a priority, and we'll put this on instead. They are defying this board. This is not just a vote about Spanish language programming. This is a vote about national programming. This board has made a statement, and it has been told in no uncertain terms by the general managers and program directors, they don't agree, and they don't plan to do it until they damn well feel like doing it. And I think you need to step up and decide whether you're running a national network or a collection of local stations that have autonomy. I hear this word thrown around. They are not autonomous stations. They are part of a national network. And you all on the board have a fiduciary responsibility, since you are already spending money on this national programming, to see that it gets on the air.
Hear, hear.
Lydia?
Can you put Ray, please?
I had Bob before I have Lydia. Bob?
Okay. To inform those who don't know, I was the person who actually offered the original motion to establish the Spanish language news show to the PNB in January of 2005. So clearly this is a very crucial priority, and I'm happy it's being produced, and you know, I wish it was moving quicker towards being aired. Having said that, I have to disagree with the executive director that those GMs and PDs who've given various reasons why they haven't moved forward yet are defying the board. The motion that the board adopted never required it to be aired, although I think that would be highly desirable. But that has not happened, so there's no defiance going on. I think that we need to have a much more focused and detailed dialogue with the GMs and PDs to find out what the issues are. Clearly at WBAI, which I know about and which the executive director mentioned, there's been a clear decision to move forward with it, but that's been held up as part of a larger process of looking at the overall schedule that the executive director and also the interim general manager has wanted to, you know, be involved in that whole process. So that's the only barrier there to moving forward. The other stations I don't know, because I haven't really heard directly from those PDs and GMs. So I would offer a substitute motion that the GMs and PDs will report within 30 days on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the Spanish language news program in their schedule.
Do you have a copy of that?
Do you happen to have that written down so you
can
email
I'll
it to
email
the secretary?
It to the board. Yes.
There's a second by Ray, so there's a substitute motion before us. Does anybody need it reread?
I do.